Cusses. I was there one night before I left. And he sleeps, you see, during the day because he works at night. So mother has to keep the kids quiet for him to sleep. So she's got to shut him up in two rooms, in the dining room and the kitchen, and shut the door so that they won't make noise, you know, because he's upstairs. So the phone rang, and it was for me, so I got on the telephone, and I was talking very softly, and I had accidentally left the door open. And Mike or Cindy, one of them, started to carry on or something, and he came, and he opened the door upstairs, and he screamed for the... Betty Lou, shut those kids up. I'm trying to sleep, God damn it, and everything else. And I was so embarrassed. I put my hand over the telephone because I didn't want my friend to hear what was going on. And then he came downstairs after he went back to sleep, and then he got up, and he came downstairs, and he said made some real nasty comment to Mother.
Incidentally, when this incident took place with you and Green in the early years, was he drinking at that time?
Oh, yes.
And did you tell anybody about it other than your dad?
I told Jackie.
She told my ex-wife first. And she was
because
afraid
she
to
was,
tell me.
Where was Jackie living at that time?
She was in Stanford, only about 3 miles from where I was living, and I went. I called her.
Well, what did this happen like on a Friday night? You went
it was during the week sometime.
Did you call her immediately?
I called her the very next morning. And, I went over to her house. I took a cab over. I snuck out the back door of the house because Mother wasn't even home yet.
Mother was in the hospital, wasn't she, having a baby?
Yes.
Right.
And I went out my back door and went over to Jackie's house and told her. And she brought me back.
Do you know of any, did this ever recur at any time? I mean,
no, it never recurred. But several times when he was a little bit high, you know, he would bring it up and he would say how sorry he was and... You know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know.
And I love you, Lana.
Yeah.
Did this ever occur with anybody else that you know of? Green?
You mean any of these other kids?
No, any of his, any friends.
Anybody.
I don't know. Not to my knowledge.
What about the girls and places that he worked?
I want to know specifically what you know. I mean, not what you've heard, you know, rumor. If you know of any girl that he's molested in any way.
No.
Anybody that...
I don't know of anybody that he's done that to, but I know he didn't get along with anybody down there at the dry cleaning plant. Nobody liked him too well.
Did he ever have anything to do with the police? They ever come to see him or arrested her?
Oh, one time they came because the sheriff came out to the house because of... He owed a bill at a filling station, and it had been a while since he paid on it, and the sheriff came out with a summons.
And there was also that time that they were going to take him, you know, because he didn't have that license. You weren't in the car. We were on our way over to Winston-Salem to pick you up from Miami.
Was he driving without a license?
Yeah, he was driving, and he saw the cops up ahead, so they stopped, and Mother, he switched, and the cops saw him, and they were ready to take him.
Did they take him in?
No. Well, I don't know. They left the house for a while. Oh, I know. And who's that guy over in High Point? The Pete or something, or is it? The guy that owns the dry cleaning plant over in High Point.
Oh, Jim. Jimmy.
Jim,
something.
He said, you must have been going to the can because that Jim pulled out a $100 bill and asked if this was enough to even out. He said, no, we need property put up or something.
Did there come a time when he ever had a lawyer into his house to talk with, or he talked with a lawyer?
They did talk with a lawyer in Winston-Salem, but I think it was concerning bankruptcy. And I know they did take
Whose bankruptcy?
Their bankruptcy. I know they took it because, you see, I worked for a finance company and I called the credit bureau to see how their credit was because they wanted to get a GI loan for something. So I called on my own and they went bankrupt several years ago. And you can't...
Both your mother and...
Yes.
Green went bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And this was where?
Well, I guess it must have been in North Carolina that they went bankrupt. I never knew that they did until I called the credit bureau.